Matthew 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to divorce her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us." When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Friends, this is the word of the Lord. I had shared with some of you recently that we have expanded our fur baby family by one. Traditionally, dog people, we are now officially dog and cat people, to the great pleasure of many of our choir members who also have an affection for our feline friends. And I've been reminded something recently that I'd forgotten, because we have had a cat before, but it's been some time. You have to be very mindful of your kitty cat's presence around the house, because they're kind of sneaky. Maybe they would prefer to be called stealthy. But knowing the attitude of our cat, he probably wouldn't mind being called sneaky. Sometimes they get into stuff they don't need to get into, and sometimes they get locked into places that they didn't mean to get locked in, or they get locked out. Our Mullins spent an evening not long ago in the garage all night of his own mistake. He slipped in when we weren't looking, of course. And I have friends who are cat people that we've mentioned before. One of our friends, they were making a trip once to North Carolina, big road trip. And after several hours, you know, of this long drive to North Carolina, they arrived at their destination. They pop open their trunk and out jump their cat. Now, I can't tell you exactly what was said in the moment of that surprise, but I can assure you it was not a blessing of the animal's prayer. Back to my cat Mullins. Recently, Manya and I had lost his whereabouts, and she asked, she said, "Have you seen the cat?" And I said, "No, I haven't." She said, "Well, I hear him, but I can't find him. I just hear him very faintly." So we began our search around the house, and lo and behold, he had been locked into my closet, and he was needing some relief. You know, and I think of that story of Mullins being locked in that closet and in the fear that embraced him in the darkness, wondering how long he would be entrapped, yearning to be delivered and back with the ones he loved, having freedom and nourishment. and life in its fullness. But in those few moments, he was grasped with fear and desperation, because as much as he tried, and as much as he would have desired to be out of his imprisonment, he was not strong enough to deliver himself. The doors were too heavy. The entrapment was too overwhelming. So in his instincts, he did the one thing he could. He cried out. He cried out with the hopes of the ones that he'd come to love and the ones who loved him would bring him deliverance. And when he opened the door, he sprang forth with joy, excitement, and energy. In our scripture today, verse 21, the angel says to Joseph, he said, the child of Mary is of the Holy Spirit. He says here in 21, he says, she will bear a son and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. That word that's been interpreted in many of our translations of scripture in modern day, save, that word is pronounced sozu in Greek. And the word sozu means much more than being saved. It means that there is a release to whatever is holding you captive. Much like my cat, in a far greater way, yearn to be released from an entrapment that he had no power to release himself. He cried out for ones who could deliver him. The promise of the angel to Joseph is that the Messiah in his coming will sozu us, will deliver us from whatever holds us captive. But not only that, the word has far deeper meanings. It also speaks of being made well. You've heard that translation in other places of Scripture where Jesus says, in some senses, you have been saved or you have been made well. I think of my cat again. He was made well. He was delivered from his fear, from his anxiety, from his problem that was bigger than him, from the peril that he had no way to deliver himself. Friends, that is what Christ came to this earth to do as well, to reconcile us, to restore us, to make us well, and reunite us in the loving relationship with God the Father and all who trust in him as part of the heavenly family. Another way of interpreting, as I said, that word for save in our scripture today is to be restored. I think of a story of my friend Skip Bitson that many of you know, longtime member of this church, that Skip, when he was in high school, was quite the athlete. Great football, baseball, basketball player. And as young people would do, he was approaching his senior year, and it was just a few days before the first game, and the amazing discovery came to his mind. My cleats are worn out, and I need a new pair. We young folk do stuff like that. We don't always plan ahead of time, right? So Skip went to his daddy, Bobby, and told him the problem. And Bobby said, I got it taken care of. And sure enough, just before the big game, Skip opened up the box, the best looking pair of cleats he'd ever seen. Shining, sparkling on the bottom, crisp, beautiful leather, strings as white as cotton. And as Skip looked closer, the cleats looked familiar to him. They weren't new cleats at all. They were his old cleats that had been restored. You see, Bobby had sought throughout all of the local sports merchandise places, and he couldn't find the cleats just like Skip wanted and needed, so he took what he had. What appeared to be broken down and worn out, of little value. And he took those shoes to a cobbler who touched it with the master's hand, and he restored that leather. He treated it. He shined those shoes. He made them better than new because they were restored. Friends, that's the hope of Christmas. That's the promise of Emmanuel, God with us, that he comes to us in our worthlessness. When the world may look upon us of worthy to be thrown out as an old pair of shoes or something that is a lost cause, God in his grace comes to us in the form of Jesus Christ and restores us as beloved in the eyes of the Father. That verse 21 that we've preached on today has another message that it's easy for us to miss if we don't listen closely. In those words where the angel says to Joseph that the child to be born, you are to name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. There's something powerful happening in this exchange here. You see, in first century Palestine, for you to name someone was to claim someone. It was a legal transaction that if Joseph was willing to give Jesus his name, he was also saying, Jesus is mine. Part of my family. One that I'm willing to adopt as my very own child. And Joseph and Mary nurtured the Holy Family with their love and introduced us to a Savior who then, in fact, being God with us, made a way for us to be adopted into God's family as Jesus was adopted into Joseph's. You see, the spirit of Christmas is that God is with us in our darkness into light and a hope for any and all who trust in him to be children of God forever. Friends, as we close today, there may be some of you wondering, are carrying the question in your heart about whether you're really a child of God, saved by God's grace. If that's your question, let's ask God to speak an answer to us gently, honestly, and with love. Pray with me. Oh God, if you created me and made me in your image, do you also want me to be part of your family? If you, O Lord, yearn to adopt me as your child, will you speak that truth to me now, O Holy Spirit? though you are like the wind, Spirit, and I cannot see you, and I cannot always hear you, I can feel you. I feel you now, God. In this your invitation, to me, your sozo, to save me, to make me well, to make me whole. Thank you for inviting me to be adopted into your family. And I say yes. Yes, God. Not to my request, but to yours. Yes, God. I want to be your child now and forever. Amen. Merry Christmas. Let's respond in faith. Would you stand with me? And let us, as people of Christ,